Hi guys, and welcome to episode 15 of Say No To Me with Michelle S., the host who is always excited about her guests. And I've done 15 rhymes, and I got about 75 to go. So if you have any ideas, please leave your comments. but that is true. As usual, I am so excited to have this amazing guest with me. And it's not just what she does, but her name immediately drew me to her. This week we have Lucy Liu, and she isn't the Charlie's Angel you think you know, but she's a life coach living in LA, and she has a message for you. She wants to help you with your self-awareness, mindfulness, and confidence. So before we do anything else or say anything else, I'm going to introduce Lucy to the show. Welcome, Lucy.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be here.
Thank you so much. So you're in LA. How's that going for you these days?
Honestly, I haven't gone outside the house for a month. We went stock up on groceries for 3 weeks. Wow. So yeah, staying inside, and we're just so grateful that we're able to sunbathe in our backyards and yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem with us in Canada now. It's like the weather is getting good and they're telling us to stay inside. So we're like, am I supposed to stay inside for winter again? Like, I don't want that. I want some summer, right? So, I mean, it's the same thing for us here. I think you really just go for groceries. We're just doing our best to flatten the curve like they're telling us. And I think Canada in general has been doing pretty good with that. And I think we're just kind of hoping that, you know, eventually they'll let us outside. I'm pretty sure you're feeling the same way.
Yeah, we're all in this together. It's a one world, one earth.
Yeah. So as we start, I mean, like, first of all, your name. Let's start with that and then just tell us more about you.
Well, I am a life coach, and actually it's funny, I had someone reach out to me on DM, and she said, inside Instagram, and she said, hey, I found you, because I was, you know, I was like, what? Lucy Liu started life coaching? And that, yeah, no, but to be honest, I had a lot of trouble. I had a lot of problems with my name, and you know, I have a same name as someone, as a celebrity, someone famous. So growing up, I always had this limiting belief that, you know, there will never be another Lucy Liu out there that's so amazing, right? Because I mean, I love her. She's amazing. She's talented. I grew up watching her shows, and and the moment she starred in Charlie's Angels, I'm like, oh my God, I'm doomed. I'm gonna be nobody, right? Yeah. I will never be able to catch up to her fame, or, you know, so I was always in this constant state of chasing. Mm-hmm. And then chasing, I was always feeling behind. So when I was back in high school, I actually dropped myself out of high school with straight A's, because I felt like I was behind. I wanted to be ahead of people. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be ahead of my peers. Indeed, I was ahead. I graduated earlier than everyone, but that actually left me stressed out. At one point in my life, I was unhappy. I was overstressed, probably unhealthy. And it took me years of personal development to get to where I am now, full of joy, fulfillment, and mindfulness. And that's why I love to help other women make that kind of life transitions. That's really life-changing. And I've made a lot of bold moves along the way. But honestly, it's not just I have the same name as someone, but a lot of people have problems with their names. Mm-hmm. People have struggle with, say, their pronunciation, right? Or some people say they have the same name as like 100 people in their town. I've heard stories of people getting their like PayPal or bank account blocked because someone else in the same name was doing something not legit. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have these long names that don't fit in the box, right? It's just, there's always problems. But what's important is how we break those limiting beliefs for ourselves and how we shatter our own glass ceilings. Mm-hmm. And because I've had this limiting belief with me all my life, and as I'm coaching my clients, breaking their limiting beliefs. So last year I thought about it, and really I need to walk the walk and talk the talk and walk the walk. So I said that backwards. Okay. So I decided to start my podcast and just to call it by my name, The Lucy Liu Show. Like, who cares, right? Mm-hmm. That's me. That's who I am. That's really my name. And I had my name before she became that famous.
I was going to ask.
Yes.
Who had it first?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, she obviously had it first. I'm a little bit younger than her, but... But yeah, so that's a limiting belief that I had to shatter. And we all have limiting beliefs. We all have that little voice inside of us at some point in our life, or very often for us others, that, you know, we're not good enough. We're, you know, we're not ready. Whatever that voice is, we all have that voice. And we can always dim that voice. Like, we just hush a little puppy, like, oh, you're so cute, I notice you're there, right? But hey, you know, I'm gonna get over it and live the life I meant to live.
Yeah, I mean, what you explained with in relation to your name is something I can like relate to as like a Jamaican kid. My parents kind of expected you to be something, and I think that pressure falls on you, and then you don't achieve those things, and then you feel like a failure. And I think in different ways, like, people can relate exactly to what you said in their own experience of like, okay, I'm not good enough, or I'm just not living up to what I think I should be. What's your advice to someone like that who has this type of thinking, have these goals in their head? Do they have to change their goals? Are the goals like unattainable? What is the advice that you provide?
I mean, there's all these tools and tricks and hacks in life that we can learn. But for me, I would say everything starts with self-awareness, right? For example, I'm known to a lot of people for my self-confidence. Maybe my clients will come to me because they feel I'm very confident and they want to be like me. Mm-hmm. But you know what? That takes self-awareness and practice. For example, let's go back to the Lucy Liu story. Mm-hmm. Back in middle school, I live in LA, being so close to Hollywood, I actually signed up with a casting agency for commercials. So every single time I went to an audition, the casting director would run out very, very excitedly, like, oh my God, Lucy Liu's on my list today. So they would like come out of their corner office and like, you know, check me out, but be very, like, they would make it so apparent that they're so disappointed. It's just little me, right? Mm-hmm. So I was said no to, well, yeah, I never got any part. I never got a single role. I never did any commercial or acting. Eventually I stopped going because I no longer was interested to be an actress. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. But I think it was that practice, right? Those times that you were crushed, that you learn to pick yourself back up again and do it again and try again. And when you're said no to, those are the gold mines, right? That's exactly what built my confidence today. And I talked about self-awareness because I'm very intentional about being confident. I'm constantly reminding myself, oh, like, you know, you need to be more confident, or mm-hmm. where did the confident version of you go? So I'm very self-aware of that. And intentionally, Lucy Liu is my maiden name. So even though I got married, mm-hmm. I'm keeping my middle name because I love it. That's who I am. And that's going to bring me confidence. And every time I'm not confident, I'm going to remember that. So you have to be very intentional and self-aware of your problems. Whatever that looks like, whatever your limiting belief is, everything starts with awareness.
Right. So this confidence that you have, which a lot of people wish they had, aside from, you know, overcoming your no's and in your life experience, what are the other steps or ways that someone can develop this type of confidence?
Well, that goes back to saying no. Another example is when I started, way before I started my podcast, but when I started my coaching business, I wanted more visibility. Obviously, I asked people to be on their podcast and I was said no to. But when I get the no, instead of thinking, oh, you know, maybe I'm not good enough, what I want to do is I want to make a list of how I can improve myself. What can I do, right, to make the host say yes? Mm-hmm. So it's choosing intentionally to think positive, right? I always believe that's one of my mantras. I always believe there's always a way, no matter what. So that way we're learning. Mm-hmm. We're learning and we're very intentional about where we're going next. And then I make a plan and set my realistic goals. And I'm going to go back and I ask the host a year later, and I was on that podcast, the same host that said no to me, right? Yeah. And also I started my own podcast. So it's a journey. And a lot of times we're looking at point Z as in zebra, and you're like, okay, no way, I'm getting no's, right? You're not accomplishing what you want. You're not where you want to be. You're getting the no, no, no's. But whereas if you break it down and chunk it into little pieces, okay, I'm at point A. I'm just going to look at how I'm going to get to point B by 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Then as we go down the alphabet, within a year, you're going to get to point Z and it's no longer a no. You're going to get your yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, I can completely relate. It might not be, you know, with the podcast itself, because so far, I don't know, I just been blessed with just amazing people so far. With opportunities, things that I've wanted to do, like I'm in marketing and I'm telling you, I've been turned down so many times, even moving to Canada and being an immigrant and trying to compete with other Canadians getting, you know, work, it was not easy. And I did more interviews than I could have even imagined I would have to do. And every time it was like, it felt like that should have been it. That was my opportunity. And it was, you know, it's exactly what you said. It's like how you think, right? Be positive. Because if I was always let down or kept myself down from that no, then I would not have like had the confidence to go to the next one. So being positive is huge. It's something even my husband tells me too. It's like how you think. So aside from being positive and going over the nose, is there anything else that you do?
Well, absolutely. I would say to have faith. Mm-hmm. It's not about religion. It's about having faith and believing that things happen for a reason and for the best reason. So therefore, you're always looking for positive alternatives instead of giving yourself excuses and being stuck in that negative thought, right? One of the things I say is that you just opposite. Whenever you have that self-awareness, okay, that what I just said is negative, opposite that, right? When you catch yourself thinking, oh, I cannot do it, then you just opposite it. Say it out. I can easily do it. I can totally do it. Mm-hmm. So that's how you really make that opposite magic, right? Mm-hmm. And well, then I think of it as a lot of times we're kind of like waiting for things. We're waiting for something to happen. Like a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to wait until when to start my business, or I'm going to wait until when to start my podcast, blog, website, whatever, fill in the blank. But you know, you never know when, like this pandemic we're in right now, you no one anticipated that. Mm-hmm, definitely. So instead of like waiting for that big aha, you know, detrimental moment, mm-hmm. you can always give yourself little boosts, give yourself little aha moments. And those little aha moments for yourself can add up, like, right? Mm-hmm. So like when we're our phone is not working, but occasionally when our phone is not working, just reboot it. And you can always reboot yourself. You can mm-hmm. reboot your life. You can reboot your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Whatever you need to reboot, just do that magic. Mm.
What do you tell people? Well, now it doesn't really matter because we have so much time. But what do you tell people who are like, I just don't have the time for this. You know, my life's too busy. You know, I have this idea, but I'm trying to stay safe on this side instead of like taking the next step to go and try that thing. What's your advice to someone like that?
Well, when I work with clients, we usually turn that fear into excitement. Hmm. Because fear and excitement gives you that same feelings, like the adrenaline feeling, the pump of heart, sweaty palms, right?
Yeah.
So I usually just work on the mindset with my clients to turn that into excitement, like get them really pumped up for what's ahead. But really, you have time for what you value and what you set as priority. So if you don't have time for it, it's simply not a priority. Like if you want your kid to stay alive, I'm sure that's your priority, right? So I'm sure you've got time for your kids, like even though you feel like you don't have, but you're going to have time to feed them and shower them and do what you got to do to keep them surviving, mm-hmm. right? But surviving is like the basics. Then we want to give them a good life, take them on bike rides and like, you know, take them to learn drawing, painting, dancing, all this good stuff to make them thrive. Right. And that goes the same with us. Right? Surviving is the basics. We're all surviving. And then we got to think about how do we make our life thrive? Right? What are your dreams? What have you been putting off? Right? What are you setting as your priority and values? And when you know your priorities and values, everything you do should be aligned with that. And if you're living in alignment, you're mm-hmm. going to be living a good life.
Wow. Wow. That's, wow. I feel like I could benefit from your coaching. I mean, every time I give you, you know, you answer that you answer a question for me, it's like, wow, that just hits the nail on the head. So for your clients, this advice that you provide, I mean, your coaching, it's not just advice. It's amazing coaching. What does that translate to for that person? What have some of your clients achieved after working with you and getting?
Honestly, I feel like I'm very blessed to work with powerful women. Mm-hmm. I think everyone has gold inside of them. Mm-hmm. And you already have the answer within you. But what I'm there is, the problem is we're always seeking external validation. Like, yeah. Especially as women, like we're seeking someone else to say, oh, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. That's one, or to say no. Like, I'm super, super blunt with my clients. One of the first things I hop on a phone call, like if we were to do a discovery call today, first thing I'm going to say to you, I'm not here to lie to you. Like, I'm not here for you to like me as a person. Mm-hmm. I am super straightforward. So may I have permission to ask you difficult questions or call you out when I feel like the need to? Right? So it's either yes, I say, yeah, that's a great idea. Go ahead to give you that validation. Or two, I'm going to say, no, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Right? But I'm not going to give you the answer. Actually, you already have the answer within you. But I'm just giving you that eagle eye view. So you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? So you already know the answer.
And you're someone that, you know, for example, my husband always says, like, I'm always, like, coming to him with my ideas. He doesn't really want to hear it all the time. Is it somewhere where, like, am I able to, like, spit ideas off you? And, like, I know you're not going to give me the answer, but just a listening ear. Because sometimes you really just need someone to kind of, like, you know, shake you that reality check. Is that something right. You provide? Yeah.
Yeah. Because sometimes what it is life throws things at us, right? Mm-hmm. Like rocks, like we're all throwing rocks at. It's just the way life is, mm-hmm. right? Things happen, but these things are, circumstances are actually neutral. Yeah. But how you react to them is going to completely change your experience, right? So do you see these rocks as boulders in your way, or do you see these rocks as little pebbles that are paving your exact path to success and happiness?
Right. It's really, well, again, everything is always like bundled into like how you think and what's your outlook. Is it, what's it called? Like half full, half empty, something like that?
Yes, that would be like, do you see the glass as half full or half empty? It's all mindset, and it makes a world of difference. It really does.
And for anyone who's thinking that they can't rewrite their story, what's, I mean, you've been saying it, but like, what's your final word to that person, to that woman out there?
I would say there is absolutely a way. Yeah. I truly, deeply, madly believe this, like down to my bone marrows, to every fiber of my being. It's carved in my bones, because I always say more blessings are coming, no matter if I'm like crying on the floor ever, you know, like I get over it in 5 minutes, because I know I'm going to find a solution. And when I'm in that mindset, the solution might not come today. But it will definitely come sometimes, because I'm on the constant lookout for new opportunities and solutions, because my mind is open to those solutions.
And hold on, let me pause here. And before you go, what's one thing that you wish you knew now back then, just generally in life, like your whole experience? What's something that if you knew now, well, is it, am I saying that right? What you
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Am I saying it backwards? No, it's no, I'm saying it right. It's like, why something you wish you knew back then that you know now? Yeah, that's it.
I wish I knew that mindset is a moment to moment shift, that all it takes is one decision.
Right.
When we truly make that decision and stick to that decision and not let anything get in the way, your mindset is so powerful. It's amazing, and it's going to change your life.
Right. So true. It's exactly the thought that I had when starting this podcast, started working with my clients. I was just like, legit, just try. I literally like went onto LinkedIn and start talking to people, and I got so many no's, which is the inspiration of my podcast title. But you know, out of all those no's, like people said yes, you know, you have to be kind of like, you have to be able to filter through all that, know that it's not personal, and just keep trotting on. Like I have my goal of 100 episodes. I may get there. That's my goal. I might not. And I don't know. I'm really still pushing for it, but my aim is to get there, and I'm just going to keep doing an episode until I get there. You know, I think it's like those small steps that get to your big goal, if you agree.
Right. And if you change your language from I may to I will, it will happen.
I'm getting coached in my podcast. I know. I should have never said may. Yeah, I'm definitely doing it. And it's because of people like you out there that inspire people like us, and we keep going. So thank you so much, Lucy, for joining us on the show today. I learned so much, and I'm pretty sure you've inspired tons of people as well.
Thank you for having me.
So before you go, please, and I'll be sharing your info in the episode details, but just let everyone know what's the best way to get to you if they need to talk to you.
Absolutely. If you want to learn more about me, you can go to lucyliucoaching.com. That's LucyLiuCoaching.com. And I'm very active across all social, pretty much mostly on Instagram these days, but I have the same handle everywhere. So it's at MSLUCYLIU.
Yeah, because like, you know, you gotta be really careful. You know, you might end up with the wrong Lou. So yeah, it's pretty clear. I found you pretty easily. So that's pretty good. So I'm going to throw, it's tradition. I throw three words at you. You tell me the first thing that comes to mind. Okay.
Sure. Right?
Blue skies.
California.
Ah, of course. Ugh, just rub it in my Canadian face. Mangoes.
Oh, my daughter's favorite fruit.
Yeah? I miss them. You know, you never know what you got till it's gone, right? Like, I had mangoes back home in Jamaica, just like picking off trees and just like,
ugh. Oh, I'm sorry. I have a box in my garage.
Oh, no. Oh man, I miss mangoes so much. And finally, cats.
Ooh, smart.
Smart. Do you have pets?
I don't have pets, but I just love like the look of in their eyes. Mm. Like, well, my neighbor has a cat, and they're just like smart cats.
I just keep seeing them all over Instagram. I just watch every video of all animals ever. That's all I do. But anyway, thank you so much again, Lucy, for being here. And I just want you to just keep doing what you're doing. It's amazing. And, you know, just tell, you have a podcast. What's the name of your podcast? Oh, I think you did tell us, but just share it again.
So. Yes. So the name of my podcast is called The Lucy Liu Show. Ta-da!
What? How do you come up with that?
Remember showing up confidently? I'm like, you know, well, people think I'm using her fame. No. I've done nothing for 20 years because of that. But I'm going to stop that, and I'm just going to inspire one person at a time. And that's good enough for me. I'm making a tiny little contribution, and I put out a weekly podcast. It's a fueling station for your mind, business, and life. Just very short episodes where I do solos and I interview amazing women on about mindset and business strategies.
Awesome. So people, well, after listening to my podcast episode, go listen to Lucy's. Thanks again. And hope you have a great afternoon, evening, night.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.